It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
There's something that I think that we should do more of and we all could learn from. And that is apologizing. Apologizing. I think that sincere apologies go a long, long way. It's healing for people. It helps people recover. And I think it's much needed, especially in today's society. And I think that we all could learn a lesson from the situation that originates from Hollywood with, because we can learn from celebrities too, right? A celebrity situation with Millie Bobby Brown and her feeling bad about something that occurred to her and an apology she received, I think that this is the best, one of the best apologies that I've seen in several years. So Millie Bobby Brown, the actress, she posted on social media because she felt like she was body shamed, okay? She says, I started in this industry when I was 10 years old. I grew up in front of the world, and for some reason, people can't seem to grow with me. Instead, they act like I'm supposed to stay frozen in time, like I should still look the way I did on Stranger Things Season 1. And because I don't, I'm now a target. Okay, so that's what she stated. And that was specifically about a British actor by the name of Matt Lucas. Okay? Now, what did Matt Lucas do? I'm going to tell you what he did. But it comes out in the form of the apology that he gave, which I find extremely sincere. And this is something that we all should be able to take a page from. So he apologized to Millie Bobby Brown after seeing her post. This is how it goes. He wrote, Dear Millie, I just saw your post and wanted to respond and provide some context. Nearly 25 years ago, I co-wrote and appeared in a sketch show called Little Britain. there was a character in it called Vicky Pollard, who had blonde hair and always wore a pink top. And in the photo, you had blonde hair and wore a pink top. So I pointed out the similarity by posting one of her catchphrases. He continued, "I thought you looked terrific, and I was mortified when the press wrote that I slammed you. Firstly, because that's not my style, and secondly, because I think you're brilliant. I would not have posted it if I had thought it would have upset you, but I realize it has. And for that, I apologize. Matt." That was such an unbelievably great response. And this is the reason why I say it was a great response. Because in life, with things that we do from one day to the next, sometimes we don't intend to hurt people. And when we don't intend to hurt people and people are hurt, it's not always good enough to say, well, that wasn't my intent. It's best to say, you know what? I didn't intend for that to happen or for you to be offended by that in any way, shape, or form. And I truly apologize because I hurt you. And I don't think that we do enough of that. I think there are times where people say, just get over it, or that wasn't my intent, or this, that, the other one. Sometimes just take all of that out of it about what your intent was, or that you did this or you did that. The fact that at times you hurt somebody is enough to just say, I'm sorry. I apologize. That was not what I was doing. And he I love how he put it into context. And he said he went back 25 years. And so I thought that this is one of the better apologies that I've seen in quite some time, because he laid out the respect that he has for her. He laid out the context of why he, you know, talked about the picture in terms of the pink top and the blonde hair and all this. And then he, at the end of it, said, you know, it wasn't my intent, and I truly am sorry, and I apologize for how I made you feel, because she called out Lucas, other critics, for their disturbing comments about my face, my body, my choices. She let the world know she was upset, that she was disappointed, and that she felt bad. And he let the world know, I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with how she reacted to it, because she is a young woman who is being criticized. And, I mean, these kids that, before, you know, get to the whole concept of apologizing, with the Millie Bobby Brown, I mean, people looked at her at, you know, she's 11 in Stranger Things and Elle. And, yeah, now, you know, 21 years old. And, you know, married and wants to move on to the next part of her career. I think kids, children, especially girls, when you grow up in the public eye, they want to see you as a certain thing. You know, people still want to see, and I know he's not everybody's cup of tea, Ricky Schroeder, as the kid from Silver Spoon. You know, they want to see Sailor Moon Fry as Punky Brewster. Like, there are people that we see, and it's like, okay, but they were this person. Well, no, they're going to grow and they're going to mature. And the whole concept of apologizing, like with this, maybe she was not aware of the character and the Little Britain series that he had written.
Yep.
So to me, that's kind of a, if he's talking about,
but that's not on her though.
No, yep. That's not on her at all. Because he may have wrote it, but she may not know anything about it. That's not on her. That's on him to explain, and he did. But as for the overall concept of apologizing, I feel like, Henry, we're in a society where people would much rather shift the blame of something on somebody else and absolve themselves of any responsibility or any sort of culpability in a situation. Because, well, hey, that's how you took it. That's not what I meant. Okay? So really, you're the problem. The receiver is the problem, not necessarily the person that is sending the message and how that message might be perceived. No, when something like this happens, to me, it's the person who is sending it. And man, just, you're right. Just a simple, hey man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to come out like that. I didn't mean for it to sound like that. Just that little bit of dialogue can just ease. I feel ease so many hard feelings nowadays.
Yeah. Apology does go a long way. It does.
And it's got to be all sincere, and it's got to be the, I think it's got to be done in a certain way, because some people, you hear people apologize.
His was sincere. He didn't say my bad.
100%. He apologized because he made a young woman feel bad. And if you look at her, I mean, she's a very attractive young lady. Like, I mean, she's going to do great things outside of Stranger Things. I have no doubt. I really hope that she's not typecast as Elle, because she's incredibly talented. But everybody wants to be right. Not everybody, because if you say, I'm sorry, that's admitting fault. And people don't want to admit fault nowadays. It's always, well, yeah, this might have been, it might have been a bad exchange, but
apologize doesn't make you weak.
No, it doesn't. It makes you stronger. Because if you can admit your shortcomings, because we all make mistakes on a daily basis. Everybody makes mistakes on a daily basis. It's whether or not you want to be mature and own it, and you value the opinion, and you value, you know, the feelings of others. Because if you don't value the feelings of others, then you're going to be somebody who is going to go out and you'll say what you want. And, always ask, you know, break things, ask questions later. I mean, you're going to go out and you're going to hurt people and be like, not my fault.
Yeah, that's something else. The text line has weighed in. They say, from the 612, that's a beautiful exchange. And I agree with the texter. That was a beautiful exchange. She voiced her opinion. She got it off her chest. She told, showed how vulnerable she is and how she felt. And her feelings, and he immediately comes out and says, that's not what I meant. I'm so sorry. I hurt you.
And there's nothing wrong with her also voicing her opinion to say, you know what? That hurts.
Yeah.
Like, I think sometimes we feel like maybe celebrities you got to develop a thick skin, right? I mean, you're a celebrity. You're out there. You're making millions of dollars. Suck it up, Buttercup. No, like they're real people who have real feelings, and especially 21 years old who's just trying to live her life.
Yeah.
Great, great exchange.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we've got the bite of the night right here on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
All right, the bite of the night involves Colin Cowherd, who is extremely talented. I think he's a really good sports host, does a phenomenal job on FS1, well-respected. And I actually got turned on to Colin Cowherd a long time ago, probably 20 years ago. I was in Las Vegas doing USA Basketball stuff, whatever, in terms of attending that and then also some AAU stuff. And I was listening to this guy on the satellite radio, and I was like, man, this guy's really, really good. And so, great host, does a fabulous job, and he is having a conversation here in the bite of the night with Jason McIntyre. Jason McIntyre, on the other hand, he's got some hot takes, okay? So Jason McIntyre and Colin Cowherd are having a conversation about one of the top prospects in this year's NFL draft, which is Shedeur Sanders, quarterback out of Colorado, Deion Sanders' son. He's going to be the second quarterback off the board, first or second, depending on whether it's going to be Cam Ward or him. So the combine was last week, and when he met and stood in front of the media, like all the other players, he had his combine clothing on. Well, when he had his combine apparel on, he had his the hoodie that he had it open with the shirt out, and he had on a backwards hat like Ken Griffey Jr. Well, I guess some people had issue with that, namely McIntyre. This was the conversation between Colin Cowherd and Jason McIntyre, because to me, I think that we're blowing wardrobe totally out of proportion.
Your most famous takes on the herd has to do with backwards hats at podiums. I know it's usually reserved for quarterbacks and a certain day. Does that Shedeur video right there apply? Because that was a backwards hat at the combine.
I'm not really freaking me out yet. Let me look at it. Can we show it again? I'm not a backwards hat guy for quarterbacks.
I could barely see the hat because the necklace was so
glistening. I don't love it, but the combine is just, you're in street clothes, and you're not representing anybody. He doesn't
even
play.
A Microsoft ad in
the background. Seriously, he doesn't play for Colorado. He doesn't play for an NFL team. He doesn't have an employer. So who is he representing?
He's signaling to your employers, this is how I am.
Well, he doesn't have an employer. I'm more concerned that I am sitting in front of Bank of America, Philadelphia Eagles Wednesday representing the organization.
Fair.
That I don't like that look. This kid doesn't have an employer right now.
Correct. Do you remember the first time I met you? What if I had rolled up, jacket open, backwards hat, necklace like that? What would be your first impression?
No, I'll tell you right now, I would not have hired you. Because if that was a job interview and that's how you rolled up, this is not, I guess you could argue it's a little bit of a job interview.
The combine is certainly a job interview.
I don't love it.
And I don't want to be saying I'm critical. I'm just trying to get you to your place where you bash him.
No, I'm not bashing him. I don't love it. I bet you Deion calls him.
And says, hey, turn that hat around. Interesting. What's your relationship like with Deion, by the way?
Why would Deion Sanders care that his son had a backwards hat on at the combine? Why does Jason Mack, why would anybody care? It's the combine. And if the argument is it's a job interview It's football. No one cares about that. Like, it's look, we're not talking Ukraine, Russia, and the United States and diplomacy right now. I get that. Like, we're having fun with this.
Got to wear a suit.
But this is kind of funny, though, that this is where we're at, where Jason McIntyre is in his feels about a backwards hat.
I mean, we've got quarterbacks that will wear backwards hats all the time to press conferences during the season.
We loved Ken Griffey Jr.
I mean, the kid was great. To me, this is really silly. It's for whatever reason. If you don't like the backward hat, fine. But to me, like, there's a time and a place. If he's at the combine, I don't think people are going to make their decision based on the way that he dressed or the fact that he's got a hoodie with a hat that's backwards. I don't think any of that matters at all to Shedeur Sanders. And yeah, I mean, if he's got the backwards hat, is Deion going to be
mad? He shouldn't care, though.
I mean, if you're asking Deion, hey, can you reel your kid in? Deion is, I think he's known for kind of being a little off the wall and flashy. I mean, this wasn't flashy or, like, extravagant. Is it because he's trying to make his way into the NFL and it's like, oh, well, when you're young, you got to go through the process and you got to be all buttoned up? Is that, now, if he wore that to draft night, would it be a different conversation? If he was to go to the NFL draft night.
He would never do that.
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
He would never do that. No kid's wearing sweats to a draft night. No one's doing that.
No, this was a very informal underwear Olympics.
I think it's a stretch. It's an odd way of talking about an interview. Okay, so follow me for a second. Do I believe that the NFL Combine in itself is a job interview? Yes, I would agree that it's a job
interview. Yes, of course it is.
But it's a different type of job interview. This is not you trying to work at Target Corporate. This is not you trying to work at any big, like, real, you know, big company. This is different. This is athletics. This is, like, if you're at the NBA Combine, I wouldn't care. If you're at some sort of NHL workout, I wouldn't care. You know, Major League Baseball, like, it just doesn't – this is not the actual draft.
No, he didn't work out. Does that change your mind at all because he didn't run? Okay. Because you could say, well –
no one's wearing a suit at the combine. So why would you?
So why is it Shedeur Sanders is being – is it because it's easy?
I think part of it's he's Shedeur Sanders. I think that's part of it. I think there are people that want to take – and look, does – him being a little bit arrogant at times kind of come off awkward. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide whether it's arrogance or confidence, but I think that there are some people that just don't like Shedeur Sanders.
And they'll find any reason to nitpick.
Yep.
And But
to put this in a little bit of context though, it sounds as though Colin Cowherd has always had a thing about people when they wear their hats backward, which I don't, like, what does that matter?
Yeah,
who cares?
It doesn't matter at all. I
Ken Griffey Jr. is like the king of it.
I'm gonna
He's
say,
the face of
if,
it.
If Ken Griffey Jr. I would love to know if Colin Cowherd,
one of the classiest guys ever,
if he had a problem with Ken Griffey Jr. wearing his hat backwards. If he's got a problem with the kid, then I can say, all right, this is legit. But if it's just picking on a kid, because I like, you know, Jason said he's in between jobs. Not in college, not in the NFL. He's just kind of here where it's like he's not beholden to anybody's dress code. I mean, it would be more out of place if he was to get all dressed up at the combine because nobody else was doing it. Like what you just kind of look like a dork if you do it then. I mean, really. And I mean, I don't think Shedeur Sanders wants to be labeled as a dork. You know, some of us are okay with it, but I don't think that's really a label that he would want to wear.
I think that
wearing a suit, man.
We criticize people all the time. Okay. You criticize people. I criticize people. Mm-hmm. I get criticized. You get criticized. It's a part of life.
Part of life.
Right?
Yeah.
This one I think is a little overreach.
Sometimes it's warranted, sometimes
this,
it's not.
This overreach.
I mean, this is, was it Colin Cowherd looking for that hot take?
No, I think it was Jason McIntyre looking for. Yeah. Because he was like, I want you to criticize him.
I thought he was trying to goad Colin into a little gotcha. I think he was trying to do that. He's poking the bear, and Colin Cowherd didn't bite.
Yeah.
Didn't back down.
All right, coming up next, Gophers are in action, and we also have a final regarding your Minnesota Timberwolves on a back-to-back in Charlotte. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. All right, so let's get to some of the sports headlines of the day. And I guess the first one that I will bring up is Golden Gopher women in the Big Ten tournament. They fall to Washington 79-65. So now we are in a situation, I think, that we all are on pins and needles with regards to the women to see what's going to happen. If they've done enough to be in the tournament, we will see. Washington ends the season at 500 in the conference at 9-9. The Golden Gophers are below 500. They're at 8-10. They have 20 wins on the season. They're 20-11. Washington is 19-12. The issue here, and this is difficult, the Gophers lost back-to-back games here at the end of the year against Washington. So they got one more win and one less loss. But how would the Gophers get into the NCAA tournament over Washington, Chris? See, that's a rough one, man.
It is. I mean, you're going – right now you're on a three-game losing streak. I think you're like 2-9 in your last 11 games. You're not – even if you could look at these and say, yeah, well, you lost these games, but you were at least playing good basketball, you could say, okay, this is a blip in the radar. We're willing to take our chances with them as an at-large team. But, yeah, when you look at them and – you look at how they're ending the season, it's just it's so hard when those losses were to a team that when you do look at it, you should have had that advantage for whatever. Washington could end up being the bugaboo for both the men and the women. Like, I mean, Washington could be one of those teams that doesn't get the men into the NCAA tournament.
No, the men aren't going to the NCAA
tournament. No, I meant into the Big Ten tournament.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, into the Big Ten
tournament. They're likely to get in the Big Ten tournament now.
Because
that last victory they just had
over Nebraska,
that really helps them.
It does. It does, but I'm still just a little...
I'm not saying it with confidence.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. It looks like when we talk to Andy Greeter, it looks like that victory is going to get them into the Big Ten tournament.
Yes. And, you know, it sounds like the women, too, like Mara Braun, she's not going to be back for whatever the postseason might be.
Yeah.
To give her another redshirt. So, I mean, does she have like 2 more years of eligibility then? Like, she's got 2 more years back at the U? Because I don't know if it was in the Pioneer Press or you know, Strib or where it was at, but that Mara Braun is, they're not bringing her back for the postseason just to make sure that she has enough eligibility left for another year.
Well, she's got a year left anyway, right? She's not going to return this year.
Yep.
Preserving a year of eligibility after breaking her right foot for the second straight year. Yeah, I'll have to look at the specifics of her situation, how many games, because, you know, they kind of balance it based on games missed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that they faltered down the stretch, and they didn't do enough, and they've got some talent. I just think the Washington stuff is a bugaboo. Their last three games, they lost by double digits to Washington twice, one of them in the conference tournament, and then they lost against Michigan State by 15.
And it's recency bias. It's recency bias. They're going to look at those non-competitive games and be like, yeah, that's you're going to have to settle for the NIT this year, the WNIT, if you do anything.
And this, I said this a million times, and I stand by this. I think that...
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
I really feel like if Mar Braun is playing on this team, they're a top 25 team.
Yeah.
Now, I know that
she makes such a difference.
Yes, she does. And I know that the comeback will be, well, if they're a top 25 team with her, why can't they make the tournament without her? They just – she means so much to this team, right? She means so much. She does so many things. She's so talented.
It just
sucks, dude.
It's hard when you've got a facilitator, a scorer, a rebounder. Like, there are some players that when they're out, you can kind of make – you know, you can kind of make up for it. Mm-hmm. But when you've got somebody that does so many things, who is an All-State player, just like the dynamic player that Mara Braun is, I mean, you're losing so many dynamic parts. It's not just like you're missing those parts.
Yep.
You're missing dynamic parts of that team.
Yep. This one, 651, hi, Henry and Chris, the Gopher Woman had a fairly soft preseason schedule. Oh, no, I'm aware that they had Central Connecticut, Vermont, UMass Lowell.
Southeastern Iowa Technical State.
I mean, they blew Oregon State their doors off, 73-38.
Yeah.
They had SMU, East Illinois, Montana. I mean, so I get it, you know. So I totally get it. But that's why I say I think that right now, outside looking, you know, they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, they had the Marshmallow non-conference. There's no question. But the Marshmallow non-conference is great only if you can follow that up by having a really good regular season. And they did until they didn't.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of the men, they just tipped off in the second half. The Wisconsin Badgers lead 35-27 over the Golden Gophers. So the Gophers trail by 6 at halftime. Now they trail by 8. And, you know, this would be a great victory. It absolutely be a great victory for them to get. Mm-hmm. But I don't, because we know that any other victory solidifies for sure, hands down, gets them into the Big Ten tournament. I think they're probably in anyway, like when we talked to Andy Greeter about it last night. But this would be the, would you say this would be the best victory on the season?
Better than Michigan?
Oh, I think you'd probably be better than Michigan.
Okay.
Wisconsin's better than Michigan.
Yeah, I think I say the Michigan game just because of the schneid that they were on and just kind of the overall
feeling.
Yeah, they
had the 4 consecutive losses.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just like there was no hope at all. And that game, I think, kind of gave this team a little bit of a shot in the arm. And that's why I think it was such a big win. In terms of, like, quality of wins,
yeah,
this absolutely would be the number one, you know. And, I mean, what do the Gophers have to do in the Big Ten tournament? I mean, would they be a CBI team? Would they be an NIT team?
I think that they're potentially an NIT team.
Okay.
What would they have to do what, though?
I mean, just to make a postseason tournament.
What, win a game?
I mean, like, win a game in the Big Ten tournament. Okay.
But they need to, I think that more than anything, because, look, they're trailing 36-27.
Yeah.
They're down 9 against a very good Wisconsin team that people think highly of and should because they play great all season long. I'm not going to go ahead and write this game off. Of course, we want the Gophers to win, but I think it's about the final game against Rutgers. Rutgers has two NBA talents, and Rutgers has been bad. Like, that's the team that you have to look at and say, okay, what's going to happen with Rutgers? Because Rutgers is 14-16. They got Ron Harper's kid. They got Ace Bailey. Yeah, what do they do against them?
Yeah. I mean, and Rutgers is again, another one of those teams that's underneath. If you look at for all of the Gophers, you know, bugaboos this year, you've got a team that is kind of in the lower middle pack of the Big Ten. I mean, the Big 18, what do you get? 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. They're 11th. I suppose I could have just looked at the text, but I'd like to do math on the air. They're 11th in the Big Ten. So, I mean, that win over Rutgers, you kind of need it because you've screwed up opportunities against Northwestern, Penn State, and Washington.
Yeah. I mean, you messed up those games. But do you think they're going to fall that far?
No, I don't. But
like, when you look at what's going on, you do. I agree with you. You do kind of need the Rutgers game, but Washington, Penn State, Iowa, those teams are not jumping you. I don't think.
I don't think those teams are jumping you. But I guess. You know,
you want to solidify it.
Yeah, you want to solidify it. And, I mean, you're 7-11, So you're kind of you're jumbled up with Nebraska, with Northwestern, with Rutgers. I mean, you're not going to get to, you know, you're not going to get to 9 wins like Ohio State or Indiana.
No.
But if you could at least get yourself to that 8-win mark, and you kind of separate yourself a little bit from those 7-win teams, I think is kind of what I'm saying.
All right, the other team that we do want to touch on before we head to break and then wrap up the show, another outstanding night for Jaden McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels is balling right now. He is playing some really good basketball. Jaden McDaniels tonight, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Awesome. Awesome. Jaden McDaniels was a monster tonight. Anthony Edwards, 29 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. Awesome night for the Ant-Man. Dante DiVincenzo was super efficient. He was 5 of 7 from the floor tonight with 4 threes. He had 16 points.
Yeah, he's been on a nice little run since coming back from that foot.
He's shooting the basketball well.
He's been shooting it really well since coming back.
And
your guy.
Who?
Julius Randle. Come on, man. That's your guy.
What you want to say about
you? No, man.
Go ahead. Give him some props.
The Rand man, a double-double? I mean, come on. He was a dime short of a triple-double tonight. You know, he messed around. He got a double-double tonight. 25, 10, 9 assists. He looked good. Messed around. Got a double-double.
That's your guy.
he's your guy. He's our guy.
Well, look at how many players had 10 rebounds tonight.
I know.
Randle.
Yep.
Jaden McDaniels.
Yep.
And Naz Reid.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I think this was good.
We still got out-rebounded.
by Charlotte. It's Charlotte. I mean, you got Mark Williams and what? I mean, like, Grandmama? You got Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning? Like, who's playing for Charlotte at this point? Like, no, nobody knows who's playing for Charlotte. But they're doing this without Rudy Gobert, too.
They got Melo.
Who's that? Oh, Melo a border? Melo's not a rebound. He's a guard.
Oh, no, I'm talking about a guard. Oh, I thought you said who do they have in general.
Okay. No, I thought we're talking about, like, big men.
Oh, they got Mark Williams.
No, I'm saying outside of Mark Williams, who they got?
Miles Bridges?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, got to mention Miles.
Yeah. Your man Miles?
I'm good on Miles Bridges.
No, but nice win considering Rudy's out. And the longer that he's out with those back spasms,
mm-hmm.
you start to get a little more concerned about it. Because, I mean, he was out before the All-Star break.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, because he's not old man, but he's up there in age a little bit.
Maybe they're just being super extra cautious with it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know what, we're at least going to be guaranteed into the play-in because we're not going to fall off enough to fall out of the play-in. We need to have Rudy back, and we need to have him 100%.
And, I mean, they're still – it's not out of the realm of possibility to move up to that 6 because they're kind of in that Clipper, Warrior, you know, kind of that 3-team area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, the Suns beat the Clippers last night, came back from like 23 down or something. So, good night for future Wolf Kevin Durant.
Final segment of the Lake Show coming up next. Oh, the Miles Davis. Love the Miles Davis. The Jazz. The Gophers still have a chance. We've got the TVs on in here, and you know, the Gophers are within 7, so I'm not going to throw in the towel on this game yet. We've seen them pull off some upsets at the Barn this year, right? Oregon.
Yeah. Michigan.
Now, which one was the half-court shot or close to it?
That was Michigan.
That was the Michigan game.
Because I think Stephen Tilton was in studio when it happened.
Okay.
Yeah, because I remember he was like, Gophers don't have a shot. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God. He was running around just like. His hair was on fire.
Yeah, his hair was literally on fire.
I mean, you look at it. He was like, oh, my God, the Gophers won. It's like, yay.
Oh, man. So they'll have a chance, man. They're down 7. They've got 14 minutes, a little bit over 14 minutes remaining. Got to get a couple stops, get a couple buckets, put a little bit of pressure on Wisconsin. Plus, it's Wisconsin.
You want to beat Bucky, right?
You
want to beat Bucky Badger.
That's your big rival.
Yeah, I think for the Gophers, you know, right now you can't let this thing get to double digits. I know you got to keep this thing under 10. And I know that's kind of a silly thing, but it just feels like, you know, you let Wisconsin go even on like a, you know, 7 or 8 point run, like that just seems like it's almost something that would be insurmountable nowadays.
Yeah, you don't put it like this. You want to cut this deficit down to about like 4 or 5 by hopefully like the 10-minute mark. Or let's say the 8-minute TV timeout.
Yeah.
We'd like to put it in the terms of TV timeouts.
Yeah, and what I like to think is like, okay, whatever the minute mark is, you want to stay underneath that doubled. So, I mean, if you're at the 4-minute mark, you want to stay to less than 8. You know, 3-minute mark, less than 6. I know that's just kind of my personal way that I've always looked at it, because that allows you to not have to rush possessions, and that allows you to not have to get a little frantic or frenzied with anything.
Of all the teams in the Big Ten that you think could go the furthest in the tournament, if you had a free spin or a free bet, who would you put your money on?
It's hard to root against Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Michigan State is, they've got something.
Yeah, it's just so hard. Like Tom Izzo, every year, it's just, there's a reason why he's one of the all-time greats. And I mean, it doesn't matter. The Izzone, yeah, Michigan State is, if there's one team that I had to hitch my wagon to from the Big Ten, it'd be the Spartans.
Yeah, that's a team. And the thing about Michigan State is, and we've said it time and time and time again, it's always proven true. Tom Izzo gets his guys ready by the time we get to the Madness.
Oh, yeah.
They are tough. They play hard. He'll always have some older guys that are experienced. Now, this is one of the teams that he has where he doesn't have, like, the top-notch senior, like the super senior.
No, he doesn't.
But it doesn't matter, though. He's got his guys they're tough.
I think that just shows you how good of a coach Tom Izzo is when you don't have that stud, when you don't have that star, and you're still able to just have, like, a complete team effort. And, I mean, you think about it. If you're recruiting to Michigan State, you know, Tom Izzo's got these kids. It's like, they've got to buy in because it's Tom Izzo. You know, you got like Mick Cronin, who's like, well, I've done this. It's like Tom Izzo doesn't need to talk that mess. Tom Izzo just shows you, I'm Tom Izzo.
Yeah, he doesn't care about
kids,
that.
Kids listen.
Yep. All right, that's going to wrap up the Lake Show. Everybody out there, be safe on the roads. Enjoy the rest of the evening. And to all you good neighbors, it's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!